Last week's federal unemployment report for October was worse than expected, with the highest national jobless rate in 14 years. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development is expected to release its October numbers soon. Dennis Winters is the department's chief labor economist. He says he expects the state's jobless rate will increase slightly, but not by as much as the national average. Winters says Wisconsin's manufacturing base has helped prevent larger job losses.
Some of the main products we make, some of the best things we do are electric machinery and manufacturing equipment. And those are a couple industries, for example, that have big export markets and have been taking advantage of those. So it's one of the things that we have a strength in that's in demand across the globe.
But Wisconsin's unemployment claims have put some stress on the state's unemployment insurance fund, which is currently running a balance of $411 million. Department of Workforce Development spokesman Dick Jones says that will carry the fund through the end of 2008, although it may run out of money in 2009. But Jones says if that happens, the state will borrow money from the federal government to make sure nobody will lose their benefits. There is a precedent for that. It last happened during the recession of the early 1980s. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.